It's the Point Music News Minute with Kim Kelly.
This Music News Minute is brought to us by Dollar Loan Center, your community short-term lender. Dollar Loan Center is now offering signature and title loans. Visit don'tbebroke.com. Pete Townsend from The Who is going to be performing tonight on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. The appearance is to promote Townsend's short U.S. run of his classic Quadrophenia stage show this month. That kicked off at the Tanglewood Music Center in Massachusetts on September 2nd. Townsend created a new orchestral version of the band's 73 concept album, so a full symphony orchestra and chorus will join him for his five-show run. Back in 2015, Pete Townsend performed his classic Quadrophenia with the London Philharmonic Orchestra. That was later released on a CD and a DVD. On this day in 1968, on the second night of the band's first Scandinavian tour, Led Zepp appeared at the Ravenflow Park Inn, supported by a band called the Beatniks, as well as the Ladybirds, who were an all-girl, topless go-go band. In 1980, Kiss played the first of two sold-out nights at London's Wembley Arena. Tickets cost $10. In 1990, Bon Jovi went to number one in the U.S. singles chart with Blaze of Glory. In 2002, Iron Maiden lead singer Bruce Dickinson started his new job as a commercial airline pilot in Britain. He qualified as a first officer, earning $56,000 a year. A couple years ago, before Iron Maiden went out on tour, Dickinson got his 747 license so he could be the pilot for the band. And happy birthday on Sunday to Anthony Joseph Pereira. We know him better as Joe Perry from Aerosmith. On Sunday, he turned 67. Get your music news anytime 24/7 on our website at point97.com.
The Point Music News Minute on 97.1 The Point, number one for classic rock.